The ports of Seattle and Tacoma are ending decades of rivalry. At a news conference this morning, commissioners of the ports announced they will form an alliance. As KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, the ports are joining so they can fight new competitors together.
We all set?
We are set.
Go time?
Go time. Go time.
We are gathered here at a warehouse near IKEA for the joining of an unlikely couple. Tacoma and Seattle squabbled for decades, but new pressures are now bringing them together. Port of Tacoma Commission President Claire Petrich.
One of the reasons that we are together in creating this alliance is because of the competitiveness not only of the Canadian ports, but also of the widening of the Panama Canal. We don't know what that impact will have on Pacific Northwest ports at this point, but we want to be prepared and we want to be working successfully together.
The Panama Canal widening means more ships can deliver goods straight to ports on the East Coast and dodging the West altogether. There are ships too big for the Panama Canal, but terminals in Seattle and Tacoma aren't fully ready to receive them. Puget Sound ports need to be the standouts that get the business, but they are struggling against Canadian ports, including Metro Vancouver. Seattle Port Commissioner Stephanie Bowman.
Honestly, the bigger threat is the port of Prince Rupert, which is 600 miles north of here, which has that proximity to Asia and has a much more efficient system for moving cargo.
The ports say joining forces will help them wrangle improvements for roads and rails so they can win business away from the northern ports.
Game on, Canada.
Port of Seattle Commissioner Bill Bryant says this agreement ends a rivalry that was going to hurt both.
Since the founding of the two cities, Seattle and Tacoma, they've been competing against each other, and there's been this built-in competition between the ports as well. What we realized is that the old ways of doing business were going to cost us jobs.
This is not a merger. Each port will keep their own name and their own assets. But now managements will make strategic decisions together. First order of business will be getting federal approval to have an alliance. That push starts this month. I'm Carolyn Adolph reporting.